Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Reeva Kosciuszko, Danny Williams has got Don't Give a Damn in the race. Morning to you, Danny.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, listeners.
Danny, I know you're riding jump outs and things, and the news has got around pretty quickly this morning. It's you're all in the same boat. You want your horses to make it to Saturday. You really want it today. You must feel for trainers and all connections of care to think basically that they were in the $1.3 million race and now they're not there, mate.
Yeah, look, it's heartbreaking. I can understand and sympathise with the Dunn connection and slot holders and owners in particular. These things happen, unfortunately, and look, the horses always come first, and I'm sure that that's the case with Matt as well.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Don't Give a Damn is there on Saturday. The one thing that comes for me is he's unbeaten on soft ground. It's a soft seven at the moment, Danny. At least you know the horse can handle that track. Let's hope it doesn't get any worse.
Yeah, look, for everyone, I think everyone would like to see just a fair racing track for throughout the day. I think overall it's a great, it's a great race day and... you know, to see the best horses racing, we'd certainly like to see it in that, you know, the soft range rather than the heavy. Look, at the end of the day, our horse has been prime. He's been working on soft tracks for the last 2 weeks here in Goulburn on the course proper. We're extremely, extremely happy with the way that he's progressed. And he hasn't put a foot wrong. I think this is by far the best I've ever had the horse. And I'm confident that... whatever he does on Saturday, he's as good as I can possibly get him.
That's a big comment saying that it's the best you've had him because, gee, you brought him to town with good success in the past, Danny.
Well, look, you know, he's shown what he can do when he is right. He beat Crecken first up and, you know, I was pretty pleased with the horse going into that race. He was pretty well sort of wound up for that occasion. I think he's going a couple of lengths better now than he was there, and he looks amazing. The horse is just really furnished. I've never seen him look better. He's having a salt treatment this morning in the salt therapy, and look, everything's just gone to clockwork with him. He worked this morning. His final bit of work, he's come through that amazing. He actually worked with She Knows and wouldn't have blown a candle out. His muscle tone looks excellent. His skin and he's just gleaming at the moment. I've never seen him feel so better. So, you know, it's frightening that this is as good as I've ever had him.
Yeah, they're really attractive comments for people that want to back him on Saturday. Don't Give a Damn. I've noted in your social media, your Twitter pages, that you often mix up the work and gallop the Melbourne direction. Is that simply just for something different for the horse?
No, look, we're very fortunate here at Goulburn that Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays we work Melbourne way. I love working horses both directions. I think that they get attuned to one direction or another. I teach my horses to really find the line coming into the home straight. It doesn't matter what direction we work, they really know when they're turning for home, and it just coordinates horses better. It gives them an opportunity to use different types of muscles that they're not regularly using going one direction. And it balances them up. It focuses them. It's a bit like jumping horses. I think if you give them a variation of training different ways, I think it really, you know, really makes them focus a bit more.
Understand. Mate, the Kosciuszko, $1.3 million race. I mean, we've come such a long way in such a short time, haven't we, from the introduction of the TAB Highways, and here we are. I know your horse, Don't Give a Damn, has only got the one owner, but so many owners from all the horses and their slot people and things like that. It is marvellous what we're going to see around this country race come Saturday.
Andrew, I think there's been huge excitement in New South Wales, the country. It's been as big a talking focus for Kosciuszko as the Everest. I think it's certainly the mini-me of the Everest, and it's certainly, it's really got my owners excited. We actually had a group of owners come to my presentation day here at Goulburn. We bought some tickets all, and we we actually won a slot in the Calcutta. So we're having a really fun time of this inception of the Kosciuszko this year. It's really, we've really got behind it. My owners really got behind it. Been talking and vocal point of country, New South Wales. Everywhere you go, even in the city, provincials, everyone's talking about the Kosciuszko and how great of an inception it is.
Yeah, I think it's, well, it's your Everest, isn't it? It's your Everest going for prize money like this and such, you know, something that we can obviously build on in very quick time. Danny,
it's the lifeline of country racing. I think the, you know, country racing is the blood of racing. I think, you know, all the city is the major area and where we get our biggest income. But it's our foundation. The country is our foundation. You know, owners, trainers, jockeys, strappers, whatever. Most of them have all come through the country. You look at people like, you know, Malcolm Johnson from Forbes and Ron Quint from Mindoran. You know, they're all country people, and it's been really wanting for a long while this sort of injection into country racing.
You've summed it up really well, not only on those comments, but how Don't Give a Damn is going into the weekend. He sounds like he's there and he's going to be ready to go, and we'll get the barrier draw out this morning and take it from there. Thanks for your time, Danny. We'll see you on Saturday. Good on you.
Thank you. Bye. Danny.